Kenneth Weidstad. I'm a professional photographer here in Colorado. Welcome to another one of my photo chats, all things photography. So today, I want to talk about the goal of making boring photos. Because boring photos get better. I was looking at a snapshot of Atlantic City on the boardwalk in 1941. And I remember being there in the late 60s, early 70s, and it kind of looks similar. And the photo, if you just looked at it, it just looked like people walking along the boardwalk with some buildings in the background. And it might seem boring, but time makes it really valuable because then we get to see what it looked like then. And it might not look anything like that now. In fact, I know it doesn't. And that's a good example of people are always asking me, what should I photograph? What should I photograph? Go photograph your car. Go photograph your house and the desk that you work at. After a few moves and after a few cars, you'll be glad you have photos of something you can go back to. And you probably won't appreciate it for 10 or 20 years, but in that time, the photographs will still be there and you'll grow to really appreciate them. There's really a strong need. Most people want to shoot grand things and important things and things that they've seen other people photograph, but really the things that most people would value later are the ordinary things, the simple things. Shoot Tuesday night dinner around your supper table. Shoot your kids doing homework or playing in the yard or looking bored. Is a boring photo of a bored person boring? That's a question for another day. All right, that's today's photography talk. If you're enjoying these, hit the subscribe button. I'll be back next time. We'll talk more photography. As always, here's the good light. Just one quick reminder that we need photographers to contribute to the Wise Photo Project, and we need photographers from around the world. So if you are one, please join us. Find out information and what it's all about at thewisephotoproject.com. Thanks.